takes a lot of time to distill something, to distill these problems in society down to where you want to say something about them. Not to the point where you just want to keep convincing people what to believe, but to distill it down so you can get people to say, have you considered? What about this? Can you look at it this way? Can you see my point of view? Or a point of view of somebody who doesn't have the voice, but I'm going to speak for that person who doesn't have the voice. And art does that. Art will bring forward those topics. And so when people actually engage and actually take the time to at least think about it, you might get people to change a little bit, become more compassionate, learn a little bit more of empathy. And I think that that's makes a better world, I think. And that's what art gives us, a better world, I think, to live in.
Laura Goliashevsky is the gallery director at the Tally Gallery on the Bemidji State University campus, and she's also director of the Harlow Clevin Gallery inside the Watermark Art Center. The current exhibit at the Watermark is called Show Me a Story, and I spoke with Laura recently about the personal and social power of art, as well as the Harlow Clevin exhibit.
Artists, they create works either to document history. There are pieces in that collection of Goya and the Daumiers, which kind of reflects society at the time and their protests, if you want to say, or their reflection of society and human nature. And it's always been a big part of art in terms of either history or creating stories with a moral in order to give things for people to think about in life in terms of where we are as a society and how we want to interact with one another. And that's been a big part of what an artist is trying to say with his work. People have a lot to say, and an artist will put it to canvas or paper or just to get people to think. An artist never tells you what to think, but just kind of get the thinking going to see, can you consider? Yeah, they never try to tell you what to think.
Right, I would say an artist is the anti-fascist for sure.
Yeah. Yes.
You manage the Harlow Clevin Art Collection for Bemidji State University. It's a vast collection of prints and ceramics. The print collection started by Lily Clevin and the ceramics collection started by Margaret Harlow, both graduates of BSU. There are pieces in the collection that date back as far as the first century AD, and the collection can boast names including Toulouse-Lautrec. I'm wondering if you could give us an idea of how vast this collection is. And then how did you come up with this theme for the current exhibit called Show Me a Story?
There are like 800 pieces in the Clevin collection. Now that includes the students plus poster collection that Lily Clevin started. And there's over 500 pieces of ceramics. And so there are quite a few pieces that we have. And the people that are in the collection, you know, they are pretty top-notch ceramic artists and printmakers. So as you work with the collection, you get to kind of know the pieces that you see over there. And so I was just fascinated by the one piece, Gimple the Fool, and it was telling a story. And then I started to look up about the book about Gimple, and it was just a nice story. And so I started to think, well, there must be other pieces in the collection where they actually tell a story or at least get you thinking about possible stories that a viewer can create from the piece. And so then I just started with that one Gimple piece and then just started to add to that one through the collection just by looking at them, you know, what pieces there that might either tell a story or might inspire a story by the viewer. Gimple the Fool is the illustration. It's on as soon as you walk in the door. It's on the right-hand side. It's almost in the corner. Okay. It's almost cartoon-like. It's kind of a simpleton kind of And then when you read the story about the man in this village where he's taken advantage of throughout his whole life, even the person that he marries took advantage of him. And he thought, well, and he's the baker for the village and bread is just essential for everyone in the community. And he thought, well, he could get back at the whole community if he had done something very bad to the bread. But he just thinks he wants to look for the good in people. So he kind of convinces himself not to hurt others, even though they've hurt him. And it was just a very nice story.
I know that piece you're talking about, the profile of a man with his large nose and beard and hat. I loved what you did with this show, and you did something similar in the previous show that you curated as well, where next to each piece where you would have the nameplate where you list the name of the artist, the date, and a short history of the piece, you also include a prompt or a question for the viewer to consider as they're pondering each work. I just loved how you posed a question to bring the viewer into the piece on an emotional level.
Yes. I wanted to do that because I always thought that art really should be not just a spectator sport, that you're actually part of the experience, you know, because an artist gives you one moment in time where maybe an author who writes a book, he takes you by the hand and he takes you from beginning, middle to end, and he may even resolve the whole story for you. But an artist gives you just this one moment in time, and the artist wants to engage and talk to you and make you part of the experience, because it is an experience. Because as you come up to a piece, there is something that happened before that moment, and there's something that happened after that moment, but an artist doesn't tell you. You have to do that as the viewer to resolve it for yourself. And that's what's really important. So if you start asking questions about, you get people a little bit to think about the piece that they're looking at so that they can help to resolve what's going on. Yeah. Sometimes it's foreign when you're looking at artwork. And so you just have to get into how you do that. How do you engage with a piece of artwork?
Right. There was one piece, it was a print that I thought was very poignant as far as what we're going through now. Can't remember the title of it. It was a doctor, and there was a plague going on. Could
yes.
you talk about that piece?
Eric Avery is the artist, and I guess that piece was made during the time that AIDS started to come onto the scene. And so he had made a piece which talked about all these infectious diseases that could plague us. And he is a physician and an artist, obviously. And the piece really is, and there's a lot of information in that piece, as I remember. There's a lot of patients, a lot of things going on in the piece, which kinds of hits all the SARS and AIDS and all the infectious diseases. Yeah.
Smallpox, cholera, TB, influenza, HIV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Drug-resistant bacteria, all kinds
yes.
of
things. Very poignant, yes.
Yeah, well, and I just thought of there's a ceramics piece. I think it's a plate, and it just has a little window.
Yes, it's very simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yet it can mean so much. That yeah. sense of home, that sense of, you know, a window into where, all sorts of questions it can get into your head. Yeah.
Yeah. The first time I saw that one, I was thinking about what was going on outside the window. And then I
yes.
went back and I thought, well, what's happening inside the window?
Yes.
It made me escape.
Yes. And that's the nice part about art. Yeah.
It is.
If we could just take the time to look at art in a sense that it lets us learn about who we are, because we have to examine who we are, that unexamined life thing. And so, and art gives you that. It gives you time to just step back and evaluate who you are in society and how you want to engage other people or engage as being part of society as a whole. And I think art does that for you. And it's just a very nice tool. If you don't have time to read, you know, an entire book, you do have time to flip through images where it can get you to think and get you to engage. It's something that we have to learn. We have to learn how to see, not just look at something, you know, but how to see what's going on. Because an artist might put in these little symbols or these that he wants to help with his own voice and what he's trying to say. And so, but we have to be able to engage it enough so that we can actually see what's there or see what he's trying to say.
That's Laura Goliashevsky. She is the gallery director at the Tally Gallery on the Bemidji State University campus, and she also directs the Harlow Clevin Gallery inside the Watermark Art Center in Bemidji. The current exhibit at the Watermark is called Show Me a Story. It is a collection of prints and ceramics curated from Bemidji State University's extensive Harlow Clevin Art Collection. Each piece in this particular exhibit challenges the viewer to bring their own thoughts to the work for consideration. Show Me a Story is available for view online virtually at watermarkartcenter.org, or you can visit the Watermark in person. Show Me a Story will be up until later this month. Laura, what is coming up after Show Me a Story?
The next show, I put that one together, and once I take down the one that's in the Watermark, I'll put it up the week after the 20th. Mm-hmm. And it's all abstract art. I'm trying to get people to look at abstract art. And the title I'm working with right now is A Different Way to Look at It. Because there's a difference there between abstract and non-objective art. And that can get a little bit dicey if people see the way I look at it is that you can divide art up into representational, where, you know, it's almost like a photograph. It's almost like it's very true to what's there in reality. So that's one way of looking at it. Then there's abstract, and then there's a section under abstract, which is non-objective. Non-objective to me has no basis in reality. It's just the lines of the music, like Kandinsky, if he's painting just music. You know, what is that? Or if you have a Pollock, which is just a representation of what's going on internally for him, it's his own artistic, what's going on inside him. And so it's just that throwing of the paint, that emotion that you put on canvas. But for abstract, you're taking something from reality. There is a basis there. And so even though sometimes it doesn't look like what's there at the end, there's something based in reality there. People will start with a still life and start making it kind of weird or proportions or colors and start to abstract it. And so we have pieces in the collection that do just that. It'll show you where you can almost see something in that. You can almost see an image. There's one painting there of it's called Her. You can almost see, but it's a bunch of lines and but you can almost see the body, you can almost read it. There's almost that little kernel of reality in there. And in all those pieces, you'll be able to see it's got to start somewhere and then abstract it somewhere else.
That's Laura Goliashevsky. You can catch the current Harlow Clevin exhibit. It's called Show Me a Story by going to watermarkartcenter.org, or you can visit the Watermark yourself in person. I'm Katie Carter. Thanks for listening to Area Voices today. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.